Well, the Olympics in Rio finished on the weekend, and US swimmer Ryan Lochte was in the news for some bad behaviour at a convenience store. This has now had some big financial ramifications for him, as he's lost many of his endorsements worth millions of dollars. So what do you do if you start to win things when you're a good athlete? It might start with companies giving you some gear, and then perhaps you win some things and they offer you sponsorships. Well, apparently the tax office takes an interest in all of this. And I spoke with Diana Winfield, tax accountant at Wolters Kluwer, to see what you need to do if you've had a few wins. Diana Winfield said it didn't matter too much whether you were classed as an amateur or a professional.
It doesn't actually matter if the athlete is an amateur or a professional. What the tax office is actually looking at is that athlete carrying on a business? And in a vast majority of cases, an athlete that is spending time and effort, going into regular competitions, regularly earning reward money from those competitions, or has sponsorship, is going to be found to be carrying on a business, and everything they win is potentially subject to tax.
So even the value of the medals, which if it's silver medal, it's all silver, isn't it? That's worth something, or
the lucky thing is the actual medals. No, they're not going to be taxed on those. There's actually not very much gold in a gold medal.
No.
A gold medal is valued at about $600. It's about 1% gold. But there's been the tax office has issued a special ruling saying that an award in the form of a medal is not assessable income of an athlete because it's received on purely personal grounds, recognising their achievement.
Right. But so when you're at the Olympics, what sort of income do you get that would be assessable in that case?
A lot of the Institute of Sport money that they would be given would be assessable. If they're being sponsored by, a major corporation, then that sponsorship money to them would be assessable. And there is a specific scheme that covers the medal winners, and that's called the Adidas Medal Incentive Funding Program. And for every athlete that wins a medal, they get a bonus, which is paid to them, in theory, to help them over the next few months continue on their great sporting career.
And when you were saying that it's a business and they're regarded as carrying on a business, is it then worthwhile for them to buy a shelf company and become more tax effective that way?
I think definitely, especially as a lot of these athletes would be employing, probably a personal masseuse, perhaps a personal chef. They would have a lot of expenses in terms of travel. So, yes, I would very strongly advise them to all get very solid professional tax advice about how best to structure and to take advantage of the deductions they're entitled to claim.
So like the line between amateur and professional really isn't there anymore, is it?
Not as far as the tax office sees it.
Right, and that's the way we should look at it, isn't it?
Yes, you're carrying on a business. And it was a very famous case, and it involved an Olympic athlete. She was a javelin thrower, and she had a full-time job in the police force. So despite the fact she already had a full-time job, it went all the way to the High Court, and they said, no, she's actually carrying on a business as an athlete as well.
Wow. And also, I've noticed that you've said that with Olympic medals, if you sell them, you've got to put that money that you've gained from selling it, the amortisation of that money, in as part of your earnings as well, do you?
Yeah, when you come down to selling your medals, then the rules begin to get a little bit more complicated, and that's when our capital gains tax rules come into effect. So it's all a question of, okay, well, if you've won your gold medal and 10 years later you decide to sell it, and you get, some have sold for incredible amounts of money depending on the athlete, and you get $5,000 for it, the tax office is going to look at that transaction and go, well, how much did you pay for that medal? Well, you didn't really pay much about it, but we're going to give it a market value, and anything in excess of that market value, you could be potentially subject to tax on it.
Gosh.
It's tricky.
Yeah, and because some of these athletes could be, 17 or 18 or even under sometimes. What sort of financial new would they have to think about these things, They're just thinking, I need a bit of money to get a car or something.
Yeah,
It's difficult, isn't it? Considering that perhaps you might be in a sport where there's a lot of international competition and benefits and so forth. What happens if you're sort of based overseas and you're getting a lot of money from those sources that aren't actually within Australia?
If you're still considered to be an Australian resident and you haven't given up your residency, then as an Australian resident, you're taxable on the income you earn here and any income that you earn overseas, which is why some athletes sort of decide to permanently go and relocate to, you know, a country which might have some advantageous tax consequences for them.
Because you could end up getting I think with the US, you'd end up getting taxed twice, wouldn't you?
Yeah, so we do have some double tax agreements. In the end, it should all work out fairly, but it's a very complicated system.
So you do need to get a tax accountant, don't you, to look after all this?
Yes. And it's probably the last thing on their mind as well.
Well, exactly. You've got to win the thing first before you can start counting the money. But what would happen with someone like the American Ryan Lochte, who has subsequently, because of some bad decisions made at Rio, lost a lot of his sponsorship? Is there any tax implications there? Is there something he could do to perhaps ameliorate his losses?
I believe that the way the American system taxes their athletes is even stricter than the way Australia taxes their athletes, and he could be in all sorts of trouble.
And if you're a business, according to the tax department, and you get fined for something, is that a business expense then?
No, you can't claim a deduction for a fine for something that you've broken the law.
So there's all downside so far, isn't there? Really,
you can claim your legal expenses in fighting the charges, but you can't if you're being hit with a penalty or a criminal fee. Then no, you can't deduct those.
Oh, I see. Say a 15-year-old wins a race. And there's a significant, maybe it's a stall gift or something, and it's a certain amount of money, whatever. Does that come into their parents' income, or how does that work?
There are special tax rules for kids, and they are taxed on income that they earn, but there is a tax-free threshold like everyone. But once they start getting regularly winning competitions, and then they're beginning to attract the attention of a sponsor, so it might even just be, you know, in the beginning they might be getting some shoes or some T-shirts or some shorts. But when they're beginning to get more publicity, people are taking interest, sponsorship money is beginning to come in, and they can see that this is probably going to be a career path for them, then really, especially if they're under 18, the whole family needs to go and get some advice on how best to handle this and how to structure it. Because the tax office is... watches out very carefully for money that belongs to children, and they don't want it being funneled to other parts of the family. But they do need to get some proper advice to make sure that, you know, it doesn't come crashing down in 5 years' time.
All right. Well, thank you, Diana Winfield from Walters Kluwer. Thank you so much for coming on the Money program. Really appreciate your time.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Diana Winfield there, giving us pause for thought on winnings from athletic achievements.